Present opportunities. Just now, when people are thinking seriously, literature on the meaning of the signs of the times, wisely circulated, will have a telling effect in behalf of the truth. At this time, when awful calamities are sweeping away the most costly structures, as if by a breath of fire from heaven, many sinners are afraid and stand trembling before God. Now is our opportunity to make known the truth to them. Brethren and sisters, will you put on the Christian armor? Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You will be prepared to walk from house to house, carrying the truth to the people. Sometimes you will find it trying to do this kind of work. But if you go forth in faith, the Lord will go before you and will let his light shine upon your pathway. Entering the homes of your neighbors to sell or to give away our literature, and in humility to teach them the truth, you will be accompanied by the light of heaven, which will abide in these homes. God's judgments are abroad in the land. Shall we allow these things to come upon the world without telling the people the meaning of these terrible calamities, and how everyone may escape from the wrath to come? Shall we let our neighbors remain in darkness without a preparation for the future life? Unless we ourselves realize where we stand, the day of God will come upon us as a thief. Time is precious. The destiny of souls is in the balance. At infinite cost, a way of salvation has been provided. Shall Christ's great sacrifice be in vain? Shall the earth be entirely controlled by satanic agencies? The salvation of souls is dependent upon the consecration and activity of God's church. The Lord calls upon all who believe in him to be workers together with him. While their life shall last, they are not to feel that their work is done. Until the time comes when Christ shall say, "It is finished," his work for the saving of souls will not decrease, but will grow in importance and be far-reaching. The mercy of God is shown by his long forbearance. He is holding back his judgments, waiting for the message of warning to be sounded to all. There are many who have not yet heard the testing truths for this time. The last call of mercy is to be given more fully to our world. The Word of God portrays the wickedness and corruption that will exist in the world in the last days. As we see the fulfillment of prophecy, our faith in the final triumph of Christ's kingdom should be increased. We should go forth with courage to do our appointed work. The Lord is soon to come. In fire and flood and earthquake, he is warning the inhabitants of this earth of his soon approach. Oh, that the people might know the time of their visitation! We have no time to lose. We must make more determined efforts to lead the people of the world to see that the day of judgment is near at hand. Carefully prepared literature on the significance of the scenes we are now witnessing is to be circulated everywhere. Our understanding is to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. Oh, if our people would feel as they should, the responsibility resting upon them to give the last message of mercy to the world, what a wonderful work would be done! 1,000 times more work for God might be accomplished if all his children would fully consecrate themselves to him, using their talents aright.